rock and roll.
On Double Shot at Love.
Oh my gosh. Get crazy.
I was more into it than I expected to be.
Yeah? Wait. We gotta do some intro stuff.
Yeah.
But also, what should the clunky pun of this show be? Like, Double Shot at Glove. No.
Are we gonna like rename family. Ourselves?
Well, we're not technically rebranding or anything, but like, if we had a joke.
Four shots at pod.
Quad pod
Double
at love.
Not at love.
quad pod at love.
Welcome to Quad Pod Blah Blah. Guys. Welcome back.
Oh, it's been, I haven't seen you guys in forever. I only see you on this podcast because we don't live in the same place anymore.
Which is especially tragic because podcasts are videoless.
That's right.
Yeah. And we do them blindfolded.
And we also do them blindfolded.
But, I mean, I've missed you guys. Well, I listened to the minisode, which if you guys haven't listened to the minisode and you haven't watched the show, even if you have watched the first pilot episode, listen to the minisode.
Yeah, give you some behind-the-scenes info, you know,
yeah,
things that you wouldn't necessarily get from the first episode.
It's like hidden secrets, and Colin liked it, so listen to it.
I appreciated it just to get my dose of Ronnie Ortiz update. What's he up to?
Yopes.
Oh, yeah.
Worth it for that.
Okay, so we are waiting on Zach, who's going to tag me out. Turns out we're both only quasi-members of the family, because I have to leave early and he has to come late. But for right now, you got the three main Jersey Shore family readers.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah. And we're finally covering Double Shot at Love.
Yeah. Zach's going to be late because he hasn't quite finished serving his sentence for tax evasion.
Yikes.
But, no, we're allowed to make fun of that because apparently he's having the time of his life.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's what everybody says.
Snooki said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So guys,
I can see that being true also.
Yeah, I believe it.
Like, what did she say? He's like reforming all the people in there.
Yeah, he's like helping people. She's emailing him all the time.
Yeah.
He's like a Guido prison Jesus.
Yeah.
Just helping everybody.
I bet he's making the best of it.
I bet he is too. I bet
he is the storm.
A happier version of Brooks from Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Much, much happier version. Mm. Oh, by the way, Stephen King report. I just started reading It and they bring up Shawshank like a lot. I kept searching for, like, oh, does that character end up in the Rita Hayworth in the Shawshank Redemption? No. That's a sidebar.
Like, the story of Shawshank Redemption is also exists in the world of It?
No, but it's a Stephen King novella.
Right.
And Shawshank Prison exists in the world of It.
Interesting.
Okay. I didn't know that was Stephen King.
Oh, yeah, babe. It might be Richard Bachman or whatever his fake name is. It's from Four Seasons. Or All the Seasons. Or whatever. Who cares? This is the Stephen King podcast. Double pod at Stephen King.
Oh, man. I missed all of our tangents.
What do we want to start with, you guys? There's so much to talk about.
There was some stuff that I thought was very interesting just in, like, their preview at the very beginning of the episode.
Yes, preview report.
There were, like, four, like, make-out shots in the preview, which I guess is not that weird for a dating show.
No, but also Pauly D looks so awkward when he's making out.
Yeah,
he's, like, wincing.
You're right. He has an awkward make-out face.
He's, like, smiling and, like, doing his eyes, like, hey! Oh, my God, I just heard the bell. I think it's Zach.
I think Zach's going to be kind of...
We gotta get our story straight before he gets up here.
Don't tell him I said that stuff about him.
And we learned that Angelina, JWoww, and Ron, and Snooki are all going to make appearances.
Yeah.
Especially JWoww.
Especially JWoww. And there was a shot of her, like, whispering behind a paper to Pauly.
Yeah, I bet she's saying, like, I can't wait to fuck you later. Why is Angelina there? Never in my wildest nightmares did I think Angelina would be there.
I don't know, but she called somebody an asshole.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Assholes don't belong in my family.
And that's why she's there.
Yeah. She must not be an asshole, suddenly. So, guys, I have to admit something. It makes sense for me to tag out early because I did not get to watch the second half of the episode, which maybe I didn't even have to admit.
Normally, we give a little glimpse behind the curtain. Normally, we give ourselves a couple days to, like, if we can't watch the show live, we've got a couple days to catch up on it before we get together at a pod. We're so excited to see each other again. God damn it.
We're live, Zach.
Hey!
My God.
My God. Zach, did you get some work done?
Yeah, I got my...
You get your lips done? All right. Actually, Colin, did you want to finish your thought?
I was just going to say, we're recording this episode the day after the show premiered.
Which is huge.
So, yeah, this is going to be hot off the press. Yeah. I don't know how long it's going to take to edit this thing, but you're probably listening to this.
I'm not going to get it out for another 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Judging by how the show was edited, I think it'll be done tomorrow. We can just broadcast this.
We're
on the live stream. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and see you soon.
No, I had no idea that this existed as a thing before this.
I didn't even make the connection to Shot of Love or Shot at Love. With
this is the first time.
I didn't connect that either. As far as I'm concerned, the seasons might as well not have happened.
For sure.
Because obviously, this show has been waiting for these guys.
Right.
As long as
Taylor made.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Dane.
Well, so, yes, so.
Should we start with the theme? The opening theme?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have any answer. Go for it.
I'm impressed. Smush it.
I didn't see that coming at all. A lot of great things to love about the opening theme.
Yeah, buddy. I named the two things that I noticed.
Do you think they had to get the rights to push it, or it was enough creative license?
Yeah, it's like creative comments. What is it called?
Yeah, that's parody law. So the Supreme Court's ruled on this one already.
Yeah.
So then I'm allowed to just rip it for our show, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We're doing a parody podcast.
That's right.
A paradodcast.
Yeah.
I want to get into something right away. They had a lot of missed joke opportunities. Missed joke opportunity. And I need to get something off my chest.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to listen for missed joke opportunities.
Well, you don't have to, but they were like blaring at me.
I did have some malapropisms, but we'll see.
Hell yeah, let's do that before I leave. Okay, first of all, they looked at the gazebo, and I thought they were saying, oh, it's a gazido, like Guido. But they were saying it was a casino. When I rewatched.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, shouldn't that be gazebo?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
A Guido gazebo. A gazebo.
A gazebo.
A gazebo.
And then when they were getting ready to first prank the girls, did Polly say something like... We're going to talk about how they prank the girls.
There was no structure to this show other than this prank. The prank is the only thing, and it was like,
what lovelier structure than a prank?
It reminded me so much of like the Addams Family movie where it was like Uncle Fester was fake or something,
and
I was like, I just want
to
see the real Uncle Fester.
Don't need to do this.
In this, it was like, just do the show. Like the very first episode is like, we're gonna throw out the format and do something completely different.
There's the part after like the Polly half when it's like they bought it. They're buying the prank.
Yeah.
They have no choice.
What are they told before coming into this?
They didn't know who it was going to be.
You're going on a celebrity dating show, I
double
assume.
Double Shot at Love? It's just called Celebrity Dating Show?
Probably.
Them?
I'm sure they got a casting
call. All the paperwork?
Yeah.
But here's what I was going to notice. I feel like at one point when Polly and Vinny are getting ready to prank the girls, Polly says, we only got one shot. And then nobody says,
oh, God.
Actually, we have a double shot.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Okay, so it was a hilarious prank.
Yeah, really got him. That was fantastic.
Just in time for April Fools.
Well, I mean, we don't even see the reaction, though.
We never see the reaction.
Not to get ahead of ourselves, but like, we don't. Yeah, we have to wait until next week.
Their reveal of the prank.
Yeah.
Have you revealed how much of this show you've seen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's been clear to the audience.
Yeah, but I did watch. I like at least doubled or tripled my numbers just now. I've gotten all the way to the end of the first prank.
Okay.
Phase one of the prank.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
And spoiler alert, Allie's departure.
Yeah, Allie's out. Because she looks too much like Aubrey O'Day.
Yeah.
which she doesn't really look like Aubrey
O'Day. Allie O'Bray.
But she does look enough like her that she did figure it out.
Or he said it real loud as she was leaving and not yet out the door.
Yeah, that might be true,
too. It's so, I mean, this was a slog. This hour and a half. And then did everyone watch on the MTV app with like 90 seconds of commercials every 4 minutes?
Emu ads?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Wow. I didn't have any Lemu Emu ads, but I did have a lot of ads.
Yeah.
I had very little ads for whatever reason.
Did you watch it on the website?
No, I DVR'd it. But maybe Emily was just really fast on the remote jumping through them. But it seemed like they had no advertising other than for other MTV shows.
Nice.
That's probably a boost for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't have a ratings report because we're recording this so close. close to the app.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know everybody's looking for it. It's the favorite part of every episode.
Ryan told, said he was looking forward to the ratings report.
The ratings report.
Really? Yeah. Well, it's not my favorite part of every episode, but it's always my favorite thing you contribute to.
Yikes. Oh,
my God. Sorry,
ratings report. What did you guys think of the ladies?
Wait, can I say, before we even get to them?
Who was that?
Yeah, it was the...
You went oi, like an Australian guy.
I did?
No, I don't know.
Oh,
play it
weird.
Back.
Continuing. Yeah, we'll go to the tape. When they're moving in, do you think Polly brought a hammer specifically to hammer in all of his necklace?
I was wondering how the place got
there.
That's
a great point. That's a great point.
Very wonderfully spaced, too. I don't think he was the one who spaced them and installed them.
Loved his rotating watch display.
Yeah,
I thought really that was cool. The dumbest thing I've ever seen anyone spend money on, but I'm glad it's on that TV show.
I liked it 100% in one way when I didn't know it spun around.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, he has like a display.
A classy box, right?
A classy box.
Yeah.
For a classy watch. Yeah. But then when it started going like, boop, beep, boop, 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 I'm like, I still like it. But less in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for one of us to take a transcontinental flight so we can see if that's in the Sky Mall. Because I bet that's where you get it.
Sky Mall hasn't been a magazine for 20 years.
What?
Okay.
So, one of the girls?
Girls.
Yes.
Okay. Can I bring up one other thing first?
Girls. Yeah.
I like that both of them have this, like, reason for the show existing. Like, what was it? Vinny is trying to find, like, love that's like his mother. He said it.
Yeah, he wants a woman to take care of
him. He says he wants the relationship he has with his mother, but with a wife.
Yeah.
It's like,
at least he knows to say that out loud.
Yeah, he says.
He's halfway there.
Yeah, he just expresses the Oedipal complex, like, openly and so comfortably.
What I really want is not only a woman who's just like my mother to take care of me, but if I could kill a man who's like my father.
I wish I could have sex with my mother. It's like one step away from saying. And then. And
wait
then,
a minute. Paula? Polly D?
Wow.
Have you put this together?
His boyfriend is his mother.
Wow. Oh my God.
That is crazy.
Wow.
Wow. Right there in front of us the whole time.
Wow.
It was crystal clear.
And then Polly wants for his daughter or whatever. He said he needs a mom for his daughter.
Well, someone who understands his lifestyle, where he's always on camera and always traveling the globe.
The way his daughter understands.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah, it sounds like she's a real champ about it.
I know what we should do before we start talking about the girls altogether is we should say our favorite girls.
Oh, great.
Each.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me remind myself.
I already know mine.
Names.
I can say mine immediately. Darren. 100%.
I loved Darren.
Hot towel. I hope you like your pasta raw.
Yeah, that was
she
great.
Was full. It was like, did you write these ahead of time or are you just thinking these up?
No, she was brilliant. Absolutely.
I mean, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but I hope you like your pasta raw was like the funniest thing I've ever heard anyone say on TV. It's the least sexy thing.
What does it even mean?
It's
so terrible. And it could mean two things. Is it like dry and crunchy? Or like fresh
dough.
And like eggy? Is it dough?
Mm.
Raw flour?
I'm sure she meant raw out of the box.
Mm.
Yeah, we'd have to ask her. I also wanted to mention, she said that all of her wardrobe is cat-related several times.
Yeah, all of it.
But what was her blue dress that she was wearing had to do with cats?
It's a very normal dress.
Just a normal dress.
Yeah.
Sorry, Darren, I see right through you, but I still love you.
I loved Darren. I also really like B-lashes.
Blashes?
Yeah,
Blashes. Yeah.
I liked her personality, but I think her nickname should be Contact Lens.
She's
wearing them. That's all. No judgment.
I think they say when she comes in, like, she looks like Dina, or she looks like a meatball. And she seems the most, like, she does seem like she would be a meatball.
She
and
would
fit in.
Yeah,
like,
she's
absolutely.
Got a heart of gold, and meatballs have gold at the center.
Mm-hmm.
My forecast is, well, I don't think that they're going to end up with any of these girls at the end of this, but if they were, I think that,
what?
Right, I think that Polly would end up with Darren and Vinny would end up with B-lashes.
Cool. That seems wishful thinky, though.
Yeah. Because she was the most motherly and took care of everybody.
No.
Was literally crying girl in the bathroom.
I thought that as they came in, because Darren, I think, looks the closest to JWoww, and B-lashes looks the closest to Snooki.
Now that's thinking.
That's
I appreciate that logic.
Really smart.
That's good logic. Zach, who's your favorite gal?
I really liked Christina, I have to say.
Which one was
Christina? She was the one who was there, not there to make friends. She was like the
yoga. Oh, from the second half?
Yeah, second and half. She was,
I just met her before I had to stop watching.
She's a yoga instructor. She loves herself. She asked for a specific mineral water. And And then she, she was.
Oh, I thought that was like a mezcal or something.
So is that
she asked for Casamigos.
Oh, excuse me. She asked for a specific a tequila.
She was also disappointed there wasn't a chef.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That is disappointing.
I think I just liked, she seemed to be in on having fun there in a way. I also like that Maria was like previously on another reality dating show.
Yes, oh, yeah. That was cool.
Made me wonder how many of these other girls have.
Which I've seen. I love Are You the One.
I watched one season of that. The one with the Israeli dancer who had also been on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
It's a whole big...
And he also ended up on one of those, like, Worst Cook in America or one of those cooking shows.
Right.
It's a weird full-time gig to be, like, on a bunch of reality shows.
But so rewarding. Financially. Brian, who you like?
Boy, this is really tough. I mean, you guys have kind of captured a lot of the best characters.
Blashes, so Maria, Christina, and Darren.
Two that I'm actually rooting for, who I would say are Nikki and Mish.
Okay, Mish is the one who's never heard of Jersey Shore and cried standing up by herself by the side of the pool.
Yeah, but then she discovered herself and she found her inner power.
The broom thing was cool.
That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool. Yes.
Who's Nikki?
Nikki was the girl from Jamaica who just seemed very much to be like their speed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that we're going to be watching her for many, many weeks.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So that's all our favorite gals so far. What else do we need to cover before Eileen?
He likes blashes.
She's a blash and a glash.
I definitely, we should talk a little bit about how they all roll up and exit in cabs.
Oh, yeah.
And
your cabs is here.
Emily made the good point, and she was like, I love how I'm sure they're all just like standing in a group down at the bottom of the driveway, and cab is just shuttling one at a time up to the thing.
I also have a conspiracy theory.
Ooh.
I think because we were watching the boys watching the feed of the girls as they walk up, but it's like, are they watching an edited thing or are they watching one camera's live feed? Because they were truly reacting to some things, like when the girls were like, I'm in a skinny dip, and they were both like, so. I'm wondering, and maybe one of you said it beforehand, what if they, like, film the girls coming in hours in advance, even a day in advance, then cut something quickly together for the boys to watch, and then go on with the show?
That's exactly what happened, I'm sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, I bet you're right. They did, like, chroma in all the... But if they had the footage, you'd think they would be able to show it, but I don't know. Maybe it's just tough
wouldn't
to
have, like,
film
the, like,
a screen.
Numbers
but you could see they,
on the bottom
they just, like, projected the image onto a green monitor or something.
Okay.
Oh, you could tell that?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
Wow.
I have heard when they're doing The Bachelor and Bachelorette / Did I See This on Real? I don't know. But apparently that first night dinner drink party thing, cocktail party, is like 12 hours long.
Really?
That's why they get so plastered. And that's why they're all so tired and crying all the time.
And you can see it in like the shadows and stuff in the morning. It's morning by the time they're letting girls go. In that.
Jeez, that's a long shoot. The other conspiracy theory, I'm not sure if anyone else noticed this, Paulie and Vinny have earpieces in the entire episode.
What?
Oh, they're both getting fed stuff.
I thought that was an earring.
No, it's got like a skin-toned earpiece in the whole time.
The Secret Service guy.
Yeah. So someone's feeding them like joke ideas or what? Or like, go talk to this person?
It's probably just for direction. They're just like, must be just a whole system.
Yeah, New World Order.
Oh, you think it was Soros?
Shadow government.
The deep state?
Yeah.
Probably Soros.
The G State is controlling Paulie D.
I got some conspiracy theories about Don't Shadow Up.
Do we want to do just a really quick run through of all the gals?
Yes, please.
Sure.
So we've got Elle, who they describe as having a Kardashian vibe, and then she says that she has a 3.89
and works
for a senator.
She's got a booty and brains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she wants a guy who appreciates both.
Yes.
Great. I hope so too, Elle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I liked Elle.
I wonder what all of our shorthand is for each of these, because I know we all probably went through and wrote any of
them. I had to write something to try and remember them.
Exactly. Allie, what was... Because I wrote 3.89, work for center. Allie, what did you...
I wrote, hard exterior, but falls in love fast. Hopeless romantic, as expressed by tattoos.
Yeah, I wrote hopeless romantic tattooed on her arm.
Here's my question. Did you notice how many Jersey Shore tattoos there were?
I didn't look into it, because nobody mentioned it.
It was an over-under bet that Brian set during the mini-set.
I guess guess not a nerd is going to take it because they didn't know it was a Jersey Shore show.
So yeah, but half of them are like, my type is Guido's.
That's a good point. Well, maybe we'll find out. Maybe we'll have it revealed later. I wouldn't be shocked if Holly had one.
Mm, yeah, interesting.
And even if they weren't all fans, I was surprised by the number of them that.
Let's say it one more time so we get it clear.
Holly Go Inkly. Okay. That's sort of a pun or like a play on words.
Just place that over where I cut you off.
Holly Go Inkly. Okay, bye. And I'm leaving. Just kidding. I'm going to stay for a little bit longer.
Yes.
So who else we got?
Susie from Irvine.
Okay. I like Susie right away because she's a registered nurse and she's nice. But that laugh is truly unfortunate.
And they're not doing her any favors. I noticed at least one point where they edited in an extra laugh where she wasn't laughing.
Thanks a lot, Sally Ann Salsano.
Yeah. Yeah, she's, you better be ready for some sugar sugar. And then she screamed by herself. Like in front of, just in an interview. Ah!
And she's the one who was going around with Kate, like trying to feed her food. And one of them was like, you better just feed yourself. Or something, and I was like, I think you guys are about to start fighting, but somehow you didn't, and I'm glad.
Yeah, then we got Nikki. She's Nikki. From LA, but sort of from Jamaica. She likes competition when she's winning. Yep. That's what I wrote down.
Cool. Who else we got here?
We got Blashes.
Blashes.
Do you know the expression, take one piece of jewelry off before you leave the house?
I have heard that. I think Coco Chanel said that.
Oh, okay.
Now, what is that? Because... do people wear, like, lots of jewelry around their house?
It's important to
edit.
No,
it's like when you get dressed. What's up, Jackie? Brian. So, yeah, when you get yourself dressed, it's, like, thought that women, like, put on too much to go out of the house, so they should take one thing off to look a little less try-hard.
Oh,
great. I think you should put one piece of jewelry on.
Yeah, I'm like, I better put one piece of jewelry on. Okay, who else we got?
Then we've got...
Darren.
My favorite. Darren.
She's great. Former overweight child.
I love that. That's
her detail. Yeah.
I also love...
she's not wearing underwear.
No. A lot of them are wearing underwear.
She mentioned that?
She did.
I have one more Darren quote that I would just like to toss in there. When the girl's like, are you okay? Her face is like in the plant. And she's like, are you okay? And Darren goes, vegetarian. I think Darren would fit right in, but also probably have a lot of fights with the Jersey Shore girls, and I think that's a perfect match.
Yeah, I agree. I think she'd have to earn her place through trial by fire, but she'd make it through.
Stomp Angelina in the face, first and foremost.
Do we think that any of the women that Polly or Vinny would end up with would be accepted by the Shore House?
Yeah.
I think that's how they would end up with them, because the Shore House has to okay them.
Oh, of course. That's tribunal. What's going to happen. Yeah.
Quadrunal.
Yes. Right. In theory, someone from the show could end up being like a semi-permanent guest cast member.
Look at Angelina.
Yeah.
Angelina.
I'd rather not. No offense.
I don't know. I wonder, do you think any one of these people could make it in the Shore House? I feel like...
as like a guest. I don't think they should have like a room.
I think Lauren's. I think Lauren's is like has made a pretty.
They can have that's Lauren's a good point. Space, though. Has like, carved Lauren's out a pretty good place for herself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry, I don't think they're going on vacation. I think they can have like a Joey Lauren's Ryder.
Adams.
You meant
Joey Lauren Adams.
Joey Lauren Adams. Sorry.
Holly Go. Okay, who else?
And we got Mish from San Clemente.
We'll see what
she
happens.
She kind of jogs in to the. She's like kind of like. Questionably jogs in. She's the only. We don't find this out right away, but she's the only one who has not seen the show.
Did she imply that she had quit her job to be on this show?
She did. Okay. She implied that.
What was her job?
I don't recall.
We don't know.
Doctor.
She's only 22, so she'd have to be a Doogie Howser situation.
Well, Doogie Howser could have quit his job to be on a dating show. At 22.
Probably should have.
I just scrubbed into surgery, and then I decided to go. I got the call.
Yeah, when you get the call for Double Shot of Love. You answer it.
You take the call. When you get the call for unnamed dating show with celebrity, we can't tell you. You take the shot.
Celebrity or celebrities, unnamed.
Yeah. One of them, I'm getting out of order, but one of them later said, like, bring out Zac Efron, which I thought was very funny because Zac Efron would be kind of better than these guys.
I love Zac Efron.
Better than Vinny? Better than Vinny Guadagnino?
He's a huge star. He's super hot. He's both hot and handsome, which not everybody is, but he's hot and handsome. And he's
astute.
I think he's got a very good sense of humor, too. I think he's always good when he's in funny movies.
Totalmente.
Interesting.
Right, you're blushing.
Well, guilty as charged.
All right, who else we got?
Then we've got Ashley from Houston.
No clue who
that is. Family thinks she's gay. That's what I have.
Oh, she's the one that another girl said there's a kind of great take home from the club, but you won't let her sleep over.
Yeah, you won't let her stay for breakfast.
Yeah. When she came out of the cab, the guys were like, she looks like a supermodel. Look at her catwalk.
Yeah. Right. And she's kind of voguing. I mean, she's probably not voguing for the wrong cameras, but they edited it so that she's, like, voguing but looking in the wrong direction. I'm sure there actually is a camera where she's looking, but they just decided to make her look stupid. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Love it.
Oh, Ish.
And there's Kate from Staten Island, New York.
Oh, Kate.
The first leopard print.
Yeah, Vinny says, I love you in the Flintstones. Or maybe Polly said it. I don't know.
Now that's good comedy. I would have liked to see her last day a little longer than to elect to go home before she's even out of her Snooki outfit.
Yeah.
I did like that Vinny said she was probably peeing in the pool. No pause. He's like, I hate girls with Staten Island. She probably went in the hot tub to pee. And it's like, why are you taking breath in between?
Like, people were like screaming cheetah girl at her as soon as she got in there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm wearing a cheetah shirt. Am I in trouble?
Yeah.
I am going to leave.
Yeah, well, we're going to hate you.
The cab is here.
We got
to bump it, right?
No, I thought that was natural.
Oh, yeah.
Oftentimes it is a natural hair bump.
Nadia from Pomona, she...
No clue.
She was 29. She was one of the only ages I wrote down because she said it. But the context was that she's 29, so she needs to find love soon, was what she said.
She's ready to go.
That's the best way to find love I have found personally.
But she already has two kids. Soon.
No. A lot of her friends now already have two or three kids. I had to go back for that.
Huh. Thank you for clarifying
that. She needs to watch the new Amy Schumer special. Yeah.
Oh, is that?
I haven't watched it, actually. Someone just told me I should.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty funny for a woman.
Yikes.
What is this, 2010?
Oh, Colin, you're the Andrew Dice Clay of our podcast.
This is a podcast, so you guys can't see, but everyone's like smiling and giving me thumbs up for that.
All of the blood just left all of our faces.
We're all like whispering to Colin that, you know, we're all just too afraid.
Becky's about to leave, but because of that.
Yeah, I'm actually I'm going to leave. Wait, are there any other girls I wanted to talk about really quick before?
That's the whole first round. Okay, so then. You want to jump
that's
to the first round?
Guess what? I'm going to leave. Actually, I want to say one more thing. Desiree from round two is one of the only ones I saw from round two. Looks kind of like Rosario from Miami.
Wow.
Oh, Pauly D's good... mommy from Miami.
Yes. Oh, interesting.
She gave me that vibe.
That's good to know. Do you know that Desiree got asked to take a cab?
Ouch.
The people that were chosen to leave from the second half, and we'll get to this, but they were baffling. The choices.
It's very odd.
Do I know the girl who got asked to leave? Oh, I don't know Shira.
Well, it wasn't. It was a mistake because it wasn't Christina. Who got asked to leave. But I mean, like, you know.
Yeah, Christina's
they had a good television drama. Yeah.
I think they chose the most boring people to go home. I believe I think that's why they got sent.
I need to head out, but I just want to say that my biggest hopes and dreams are that you guys will do a very good, very much contained within 1 hour podcast. We are at minute 30 right now.
Oh,
great.
Oh, okay. We'll be clearing that by a long shot.
29.
And I can't wait to hear what you say about me because I'm sure it'll all be very positive and complimentary and talking about how nice I am and how good I look and how smart I am. I got 3.89 GPA. I'm going to run for a senator. So I'm going to put my shoes on while you guys keep talking.
Woo! Bye, Cheetah Girl.
Bye.
All right. Okay, so we get to... All right, so Pauly D gets started.
It's a natural transition.
We're completely at a loss with that thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. So...
What are we going to do?
So then I was sitting there watching the show.
I was on my couch.
Am I supposed to talk about the show or what? What my experience was...
Well, so... Okay, so L starts with Pauly D. But what's more memorable about Elle starting with Pauly D is that Darren interrupts her immediately
30 seconds.
Which reveals that she's a fan.
Well, that kind of threw me off because that set me up for, oh, this is going to be similar to The Bachelor.
Like, right.
It's very much a Bachelor thing. But it really wasn't. Like, I was, especially with this first group, I was impressed by, was it Misha? They all kind of, like, rallied around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of...
B-lashes.
B-lashes. Yeah, there was a lot of camaraderie, it seemed like, among the girls. Like, they all understood, we're all contestants on this, and... Mm-hmm.
Especially the first group.
We had to be here, there was nothing we could do, and now we just have to survive.
That's right. Yeah. We don't know if this is a prank or not.
Yeah,
or...
it's like World War One. They just found themselves in the trenches, they only have each other.
But there really weren't, and I don't know if they were trying to do Bachelor type structure and they weren't able to achieve it, or it's just not the same level of show.
Right.
But like, there weren't makeouts on the first dates or anything.
Right.
Or the first talk. There wasn't a ton of interrupting. There wasn't like, there were some people being funny and quirky and crazy, but no one like got blackout drunk and made a complete fool of themselves.
Kate got pretty drunk.
Darren
interrupted that first girl immediately in a very funny way, and everyone was blackout drunk.
I was about to do the first Jersey malapropism.
Yes, nice.
With malapropisms this week.
Which is that Susie said she was endeavored with the whole situation.
Enamored?
Oh.
Yeah, I think she meant endeavored. She said she was endeavored with it. And then she also worked in situation. Which, even though she's not a part of the show, I am going to keep saying.
I know, she's not even, she's not part.
Situation.
She's not even from the Jersey Shore, so it's not even, like, a part of, like, Guido culture or, like, that kind of world where it's, like, they're just, this is just people saying words wrong.
Okay, bye guys, love you.
Bye. I love you back,
bye,
Max.
This is around. Because you guys won't even finish it.
No, we don't have to talk about this show anymore, right? We just took all these notes. We have to read our notes. Sorry, yeah, just kidding.
No, we're Tamish now. We're Tamish feeling out of place now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was the next situation.
Yeah, you know.
I thought Vinny would get it, and he did get it.
Mm-hmm.
This felt very reminiscent to me of like a Snooki feeling left out of Jersey Shore, and then... Mm. And that being the thing that kind of rallies everyone together.
Yeah, I think she's going to marry both of them now.
Yes,
I think that's what's going to happen.
It definitely endeavored me of her.
Well,
I can see that.
There's this really interesting thing throughout where it's like, I think Pauly brings it up for the first time here, that it's like no one, he's had a lot of trouble finding love because no one can kind of keep up with the Pauly D lifestyle.
Yes.
And he's always traveling and like...
There's a lot. There's a lot to put up with.
I think that's right. And I also think that Pauly D is kind of has a shell up a little bit. I mean, a guy who...
He wears it on his head.
Yeah. I mean, a guy who has to present himself, like, in this perfect image all the time might have a little trouble with intimacy or something.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sure that's true.
Guy with a motorized watch display.
Yeah, someone who has to, like, travel all over the world, whose entire career is predicated on maintaining an extreme level of celebrity, but also wants to keep his daughter completely out of it.
Yes, right.
Like, yeah, that's just... I'm sure he's looking for someone who can be a reality star, but completely on his terms. Right? Like, someone who, like, if they want to be on the show, is going to make funny jokes.
Right.
And, like, be on board with everything, but, like, who's not going to create any drama. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's...
And when
it's
Kate...
It's going to be a tall order.
When Kate falls up, has her, like, breakdown there, he's like... I was like, oh, he's going to be, like, nice to her and acknowledge it. And he was like, no, this is, like, my life. Like, I'm constantly surrounded by cameras. And if you can't keep up with that... Which felt just, like, even more than, like, about love, just, like, an admission of, like, how much he has to be on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like such a high level of presentation you have to constantly be putting up.
Oh, one more thing I wrote down about Mish is that I can't imagine not having seen the Jersey Shore and this being your first introduction to it is like being on a dating show. Sorry, that's my dryer. Your first introduction to it is you're meeting Pauly D, who's a great guy. And if you've never watched the show, you're like, I thought this show was about, like, trashy assholes.
Right.
And, like, here's this, like, really, like, very handsome, very nice guy. And it's like, okay, he's pretty cool. I wonder what the show's about.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's really funny.
When Pauly's sitting on the couch talking, I forget who he's talking to, but Kate's sitting on the end of the couch facing away.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Weird. Yeah. And then he's like, this is going to give me nightmares.
Yeah.
He hates her right away.
It's tough. Well, she also felt very, like, she fell in the jacuzzi very quickly. I think that might even do a thing where you're, you're just miserable.
Yeah. And wet.
Wet. Constantly.
I'm gonna go. No, I'm gonna go deal with that beeping noise.
We get it, Brian. You have a dryer in your apartment. Is it jumping ahead to they do their DJ challenge?
There is no jumping ahead. Go ahead. So, this is. We have to talk about. We'll talk about this off mic. We have to do this every week about the double shot of love. This is the worst trash I've ever seen. It isn't even good trash. It's not like Bachelor or something, which is like really tightly edited and interesting and like they know what they're doing.
The Bachelor's not tightly edited. It's 2 hours a week.
Yes, but somehow they're
watching Transformers every week.
But they have a lot of drama. This was just.
I think this is better than The Bachelor.
You think this is better than The Bachelor?
Yeah, I can't keep up with The Bachelor. I can't do it.
And I will admit, Bachelor in Paradise, I think, is what I'm really referring
okay,
to.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Bachelor in Paradise is fun. Bachelor is. It's got some real feels in it.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys saw the last season. I won't spoil it.
Who won?
Well, there's some real switcheroos in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of switcheroos?
Well, I'm not going to spoil it.
I will never watch that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll preserve it.
Let's get back to this. Yeah, for the listener.
Well, this is when we had the actual occurrence of Darren saying, "I hope you like your pasta raw," which, like, I think is like the least sexy thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But is the hardest I have laughed in years.
Mm-hmm.
This is when Susie gets her extra laugh edited in, which is like so harsh. It's already so bad, and they're like adding it when she's not even doing it. And then Meech comes out with the broom.
That was great. I like Nikki's headstand.
Yeah, I liked the headstand was cool. And the broom twirl.
That was great. Favorite.
I didn't like the tongue clicking. I thought that was very boring.
I didn't get it.
I didn't like it. It made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was like, was she just doing like that?
I think that was it.
Because I feel like that's like 60% of people.
Yeah, you could be dating Pauly V now.
Yeah. It's like my talent. It's like my talent is getting like an 1100 on the SATs. It's just like, that's cool that you could do that, but, like, you're not setting yourself apart in a, like, very small group. Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like when someone in elementary school is like, I can do this thing with my tongue where I roll it, and everyone's like, yeah, everyone can do that.
So, all this amounts to...
Hashtag where's Kate?
Please, Zach, tell us what this all amounts to.
So, Kate goes home, and Allie goes home. I want to also bring up something real quick.
Yeah.
This, can I get your digits?
Uh-huh.
Will you have this rose thing?
Right.
So what is he going to say next week?
It's sustainable.
You think next week it says also, can I get your digits?
Yeah, I mean, what if they got a new phone? Well, you got to make sure your digits are current.
I don't. Every week they're going to say, can I get your digits?
Maybe next week it'll be like, has your number changed at all?
That's good. Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm satisfied. That's all I took. That's all I needed.
And that's more discussion than went into their decision.
Absolutely. Yeah. They will just be asking the same question next week.
This is just a hot take I have in general about all competition reality shows, whether they be dating or talent-based.
Mm-hmm.
I think eliminating people every week is so fucking stupid and insane, and it drives me crazy. Like, it's just, what is this based on? I guess they feel like people, oh my god, people aren't going to watch the episodes when we don't eliminate people if we don't eliminate someone every week. But it's just like, we all used to watch a lot of So You Think You Can Dance, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that show always peaked when there were still 10 of them left. And by the end, it was, like, stupid. And at the beginning, it was, like, it felt like the people getting cut didn't really have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so arbitrary and artificial. And, like they don't do that in sports. It's not like the Phoenix Suns get eliminated, like, the first week of the NBA season.
No, but they get eliminated in the playoffs. You get eliminated. Right, it's a competition.
Right, but don't start with the playoffs.
So you're saying, so how many weeks of non-competition do you want?
I think you should have 2 weeks and then clear out some. I think it should be like once every like 3 or 4 episodes you clear out a bunch.
Alright, I like this. I like where you're going with this though. But because on RuPaul, which I think is the best reality competition show there is.
I'm familiar. I'm not up to date, but I'm familiar.
On RuPaul, Ru will bend the rules occasionally and let people stay or kick a couple people off if people sucked. And it's like, you feel that there's...
She plays by her own Ru.
Yeah. And it feels like there is a benevolent goddess on top of everything deciding, like, the fate of people. And in this, there is, like, a ticking time bomb that is, like, arbitrary, I agree. Because, you know, we never even got to meet Allie, the real Allie.
Yeah, I would have liked to see her lip sync for her life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fair. And I definitely, again, jumping ahead, the people who got cut from the second group was, like, baffling to me. In terms of, if you were actually approaching this at all, I guess the thing is, though, I was talking about this with Jackie, like, ultimately, either of these guys could just reach out to any of these women at any point in the future and say, like, hey, like, because of the format of the show, like, things didn't really work out, but I actually think it would be nice to go on a date sometime. Because all the winner gets is at the end, they're going to take a shot at love together. I think they already, like, said that.
Did they lay that out? Because that was one of my
They did
questions.
Not lay out where this
it's
is all
not
going.
A proposal.
It's not definitely a proposal. Not.
Something in the preview led me to believe that what they're shooting for in the future is, like, they're going to say, will you take a shot at love with me? I think that
I
might
think
be the
right.
Competing for a chance to have a shot at love with one of them.
Well, watching it, you get a sense that they are inventing it as you're watching it. Like, I don't think they know what the rules are of this universe quite yet. Yeah. Like, eliminating two girls on each team at the beginning, and there were teams, but now everyone's on the same boat. It's like, what?
They kind of had to agree, but it also kind of seemed like each one got to make his own decisions about which two.
Exactly. So it feels, I think if there's anything I really like about this, it does feel like it is a universe that is still being decided.
Yeah, well, I definitely want to see if they're going to actually get haircuts every...
The barbershop is so great. I feel like that's a real genius move. Yeah, and then there's two awkward barbers there while they talk about this. And they seem like kind of... They're not being open with... I mean, it's kind of bad producing because, like, Paulie and Vinny are so close with each other and very comfortable talking on camera together. But then when they're in the barber shop, it feels like they're kind of reserved because there's a stranger cutting their hair at that moment.
Well, and because they're going to have to, like, do something they've never done before, which is potentially interfere with the other's pursuits.
And in the big sneak preview at the beginning, they said, what if we like the same girl? And then they said, may the best man win.
There was another thing they showed that was from the end. It was the two of them saying that. They were saying, like, it got real.
Yeah.
So we know at some point things get real.
Yeah. And they're in the final, like, rose ceremony or whatever, and they're, like, staring at each other in front of a pool, right? And they said, that got real. That got really real. I mean, what's really interesting is, like, you can sense that the person they should be with is each other in some way. Like, not in a romantic way, but, like, they have a connection in a way that is beyond any of these other strangers.
In the minisode, but it may end with Victoria making a comeback and winning. Oh, not Victoria from the show. Victoria Vinny's.
Sure. No, oh, yeah. Give me the first Victoria in my mind. should we go through the other 10?
Let's do it.
We probably should.
Oh, well, women. Just can I say one more thing?
Oh,
when
sure,
Kate,
please.
When Kate is leaving, she gets in the cab, she says, to Staten Island, my friend.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Which, where are they shooting in this?
I think they're in LA, that's right? I saw the Hollywood sign at the very beginning. It's a awkward
Hollywood,
place for
Beverly
them.
Hills, the beach. It was like, this is not an establishing shot. This
I know.
It's like 40 miles of Southern California.
I got really into basketball since we last talked, like, really into it. And it feels like very LeBron in LA watching this, where I'm just like, they don't belong here. What is this? Why are they doing this?
I get that.
This is uncomfortable.
And we have one more malapropism, which is that Pauly D says, Darren has some weird quirks about her. I went back for it. He said quirks.
That's great.
Like Captain Kirk's.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we're on to the next one?
On to the next one.
Act two.
Act two.
The prank continues.
Vinny's buttoned all the way up.
Vinny's outfit is so weird.
No.
Yeah.
He's got some weird fashion.
Yeah.
Sometimes he looks good, but I don't think he did today.
There is that interesting thing about how Vinny is, like, changing with the fashion and the times, and Paulie is this constant. He's looked exactly the same for 10 years. But yeah, so we got Maria.
From Are You the One,
season 7.
Maria Elizondo. Mm-hmm.
You got Shira, who I just wrote down, ready to date for herself.
Yeah, as Colin said earlier, kind of her whole arc is wanting to please others.
Right.
Maybe Becky said that, because I wrote down love to share, and I have no recollection of who she is.
She has love to share. Okay. She was the one who couldn't remember tiramisu.
Oh, yeah.
And later she talks about that she, like, could learn anything to, like, please Vinny. Was that it? Yeah.
Well,
she goes home, right?
She goes home. She, like, makes some comment about how she doesn't really cook. And Vinny kind of makes a big thing of it, and she's like, well, I can learn. And then Vinny's like, she seems too eager to please. he's such an idiot.
Yeah.
And his half, like, just shows his, like, level of incompetence.
That's the thing. It's like, all this is just revealing how they are unlovable at some level.
He almost sends Elise home for being shy when he is, like, incredibly so awkward for the whole hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Anyway.
Christina, my favorite. She's great.
She knows what she's doing.
She knows it. Yeah, this is good TV.
Yeah.
She's funny. She's good. Ugh, she's just mean to everybody without a thought. It's wonderful.
Yeah, she's mean to everyone right away.
Yeah, it's great.
Victoria from Chicago, who hopes to smash once a day
at least.
Which I don't know how she's going to pull that off when Pauly D's on tour. So I guess she'll need to end up in Staten Island with Vinny.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but that'll be so. But the Pauly is difficult because he's always on tour with Vinny. It's difficult because his mom's always over doing his laundry.
Yeah. Desiree, she married young, and I wrote down. She said they don't expect my experiences. I don't know that.
Yeah, they don't expect her age, her experiences, or her personality.
Is she 37? Did I get that right?
Yeah,
you got that
right. She's the cougar, right? It's rough.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess they just sent the oldest person.
She gets sent home for being old. Yeah.
Ouch.
We got Marissa from Massapequa, who likes Bad Boys.
Yeah.
And who, like, has, like, I love the way she expresses this about Christina. She says, Christina's different from the girls I get along with. It's such a funny way to say, like, I think this person's, like, a bitch.
Yeah. Then there's Brittany from Nebraska.
Who had a kid at 17.
Oh, wow. I didn't
know. For those of you doing the math at home, which she does later for us anyway, that kid is 16 years old now.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. She's going to end up with Pauly D. I feel that. I think this is going to totally work.
He's looking for someone to be a mom to his kid.
His daughter. I saw in the thing at the end, she is going to make out with somebody at some point.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's great. I noticed also, I want to say, when they showed her doing the weather report or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that was completely made. I think they put her from a green screen and she just talked and they put in some, like,
Pond 5 footage?
No, I think it was absolutely malarkey.
Wow, that is...
I think they designed that.
That's a strong take.
Yeah,
the temperatures were way off for Nebraska.
We should check.
Yeah.
We're not going to check.
See, those weather patterns are ridiculous.
It's not that hot in June.
Not in Omaha.
We've got Holly from New Jersey. She's totally a Jersey girl. And described a self-described weedette.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
She's another leopard print.
Yeah, she's less maligned for it.
Yeah.
Kate was.
People didn't smell blood in the water. Yeah. Didn't go to town on her. Elise?
From Brooklyn. She's shy at first. Yeah.
And she takes a shot. She's great. She goes home? No, she almost goes home.
She almost goes home. She's one of the last two.
Did not finish.
She's poor enough to have gone home.
But it's like, if anybody is like a good fit for Vinny, it would be her.
She
seems like age appropriate for him. She's like seems kind of cool. She's also from New York, and she's also shy. And he was like, I don't know. Zuhaili,
she's a Puerto Rican beauty queen.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
she's looking to love someone else because she already loves herself.
Great, and that's it. Is that it? Did we miss anyone?
Yeah,
that's
everybody.
Wow, that's great.
And then Pauly comes down as host, and they all love him.
Yeah, this is the big prank on themselves, where they think, like, oh, well, we're going to prank one group and tell them they're actually dating Pauly, and then in the other group, they're dating Vinny.
Well, because these girls have no reason to expect that one of them is a host. So they essentially accidentally reveal the prank and then have to go back on it and say, no, you're not dating me.
Right.
Only so they can later reveal, but actually you are. It's like, well, that would have been the first assumption as soon as he walked in.
Yeah, of course.
So funny.
And which one of them is like, when it's revealed that it's only Vinny, even though it's actually not, is like, I'm just roll with the punches. Yes.
That is such a funny reaction.
Yeah.
Having to date Vinny instead of Pauly is a punch.
Brutal.
I love that. Oh, this is when Zuhaili takes him aside first. It's not a particularly interesting interaction. Then Vinny is with Shira, and they have that whole weird thing about how she doesn't cook and doesn't know what tiramisu is.
Right. Fatal flaw in a relationship.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're looking to live up to Paula,
No one's gonna live out to Paula. This is this is where Vinny has to get to before he's able to find love. He has to stop trying to date his mother. I think that might be the trick.
Paula knows all the Italian desserts.
Oh, and then like Holly and Christina really get into it.
Right, for sure.
It was a be nice. Yeah, exactly.
Be nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, Christina is just. I'm looking forward to. I guess I'm glad she stayed because we'll have more episodes.
I think Christina is gonna make it a long ways. I think Christina is gonna absolutely be in there fighting for a long time.
Wow.
She could have a career in reality TV.
Absolutely.
Bouncing show to show.
It's crazy that she hasn't been on another reality.
Maybe she has.
Maybe she probably has. She probably has. Los Angeles yoga instructor. I'm pretty. All these people have been on reality TV before.
That part where she did a warrior pose later in the show during the stupid trivia game.
Yeah.
Was not actually a warrior pose.
Wow.
She was just flashing for flashing's sake?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to give credit to Jackie for knowing what a warrior pose is.
Knowing Christina, I'm not surprised.
How well do you know Christina?
I think I know her pretty well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, then Vinny and Maria have their great convo.
Their porn connection.
About squid porn, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed this. What happened here?
This is when Vinny really comes out of his shell and they're talking about, like, squid porn.
Oh, like tentacle porn? Oh, yeah. Wow, interesting.
And they actually, like, have some pretty funny, like, cute, jokey banter about it. It's kind of nice.
Do you know what this is?
Sorry?
The squid porn?
Why, just because I said tentacle porn with a certain amount of authority?
No. I seem to have some knowledge about this.
Well, Zach, this is what you write for, right?
Yes.
So Zach is actually a real TV writer.
He's a professional writer.
Professional hentai writer.
Yeah, he writes the translations. They actually give him a lot of liberty when he translates into English.
Yeah, we just get the visuals and then we do the subtitles.
Yeah.
Is it a lot of dialogue or mostly noises?
Yeah, it's a lot of moaning.
Yeah.
Zach also does tentacle foley.
Yeah, a lot of suction cup work.
Ugh. Okay. But good for them for being open and
for sure
owning what their preferences are.
Last couple notes.
Yeah, well, I think there's still like 30 minutes
of the show, but I've run out of notes.
What are you down to? Trivia game and then like one other thing. What do you have?
Some of the trivia questions were very uneven. I wrote down the title of the trivia show, which is "Are You as Smart as a Guido?" But Vinny didn't know all the answers.
This is the problem. This is an issue. But also, didn't know.
That's like his identity, like DJ's identity, or Pauly D's identity. He's like a world famous DJ.
Yeah.
Right.
And Vinny's identity is he's like smarter than the average person.
Right. Right.
Right.
He's a know-it-all.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, what happens in the trivia game? Maria can yodel and knows the name of the national anthem.
And knows where the medulla oblongata is.
That was great.
Yeah. Maria crushes it, right?
Yeah, some of the questions were way harder than others. Like what is the element that comprises diamonds? I actually thought it was like a pretty hard question.
Yeah,
for sure. I knew all of them. I knew the answers to all of them.
You knew where Caesar salads were invented?
I didn't know
No, you did not know.
Thank you.
I would have guessed Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have guessed Italy too.
Yeah.
But
wait, it was like Mexico?
It was Mexico. Wow.
That's impossible.
That's not possible. Totally on another level from like all the other stuff.
I always find these salad invention stories pretty apocryphal.
Oh, here goes Zach about his like whole rant on salad origin stories.
It's just they just made it up, and it's a marketing thing. I don't know. I'm sure somebody cut up grapes and put it with lettuce before the Waldorf salad or whatever.
But did they use mayo? Is there mayo in a Waldorf salad?
I kind of just started in on this opinion without really thinking it through.
If you're clicking 30 seconds ahead on your podcast, he's still talking about salads.
Well, it came down to Elise and Shira for very stupid reasons. Shira for seeming too eager to please, which was Vinny's fault for creating that situation, and Elise for seeming too quiet, which was like, Vinny should absolutely kick himself off the show if that is a hanging crime. So, like, it was just insane that they got kicked off. I guess it's insane that they got kicked off if you're actually thinking of it as they're trying to find love, which I guess is where I'm naive.
Yeah.
And thinking that has anything to do with what this show is about.
Yeah.
Because Christina's insane. I mean, like, if they, to the extent that they were watching anything, right? Mm-hmm. Like, as it seemed at times like they were watching what was happening, if they had seen any of Christina, Pauly should have said later, like, Christina's insane.
Right.
And really mean and awful. But I guess I am glad we're going to get another, at least another week of her.
Yeah, and I think Vinny admits that he's kind of into someone who has those characteristics, too. I mean,
it's... Yeah, though it's very un-Paula.
Also, they may just be... Right. Yeah. Very un-Paula.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it needed to be an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah?
But I can't believe that they didn't even get to the reveal of having the two of them together in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But, you know, looking forward to next week. And,
oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
It looked, on the coming up on, well, I know we've talked about some of the cast members that who they're going to get to see. Yes. It looks like they also need to go through, like, an Uncle Nino screen.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these girls.
I'm sure Apollo will be there.
Oh, yeah, that, at some point. See, this is where they could have hooked me in more. I want a little more Jersey Shore in here.
Uh-huh.
Give me some Paula, some Snooki. I know you have to, like, kind of space all this out. But right. you started with a whole, like, all new world, completely alien to everything we like about Jersey Shore. And then, yeah, you know, and then you're going to sprinkle it into the next 20 weeks? 50 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, well, actually, oh, man. I guess at, oh, my God. They have, currently they have, what, like, 16 people left, and they're going to end with two. So that could take as many as 14 weeks.
Oh, 14 weeks?
It could, unless it they will. Keep eliminating two people.
They're not going to eliminate. This is the only week it's two people, I guarantee it. In some weeks, no one's going to go home. No.
Yeah, you might be right.
Right. Four people went home this time only because of the prank. If it
right,
was,
exactly.
Otherwise, it would have been just, they each get to send somebody home. Probably, or whatever they decide while they're getting their tape of the fade.
And that we don't know the rules at this point. An hour and a half.
They don't know the rules.
They don't know the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're writing it as they're creating.
We do know that Polly's a prank war champion, though.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There are no rules in love or prank wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can cut that one out, Bex.
Cut it all out, Bex. Well, thanks. Thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, hopes and dreams.
Oh, yes. Hopes and dreams. Do you guys have any? I
hope Christina wins. I hope it's...
I hope Christina wins.
I hope everyone gets eliminated, and it's Polly versus Vinny fighting over Christina. That's wow. That's my dream.
I hope that this Angelina calling this girl an asshole, whoever it is as big a deal as it seems. I hope it's like, I hope that's like a full half an hour of television.
I'm sure it'll be longer than half an hour.
Colin?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they found a way to condense it down to just a 1 hour show or something.
I don't know.
That'd be amazing if they were able to tighten this up into just an hour.
I don't know what there is to cut, though. That's the tough part. Yeah. But
I wouldn't be surprised if next episode picked up exactly where they left off.
Oh, I am also looking forward to seeing what the hell the remainder of the stupid challenges are.
Yeah.
Like, we started with DJing, which was not at all DJing. It was like a fake talent contest. And then trivia, which was very stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll go through a series of, like, cooking, cleaning, like, domestic chores type
it's
stuff.
It's so messed up.
Yeah, I agree.
You're my domestic slave. Yeah. Let me make sure you can do all the things I need you to do. Oh, God.
Well, yeah. I think it's going to be a rip-roaring fun season.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I hope you guys stick with
us. Absolutely.
I think it's going to give us a lot of fodder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And I think it could be a while before the next season of Jersey Shore. So I think it's. Mm-hmm. I think we should consider this essentially the next season of Jersey
Shore.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank goodness they are going to be bringing in cast members.
Absolutely. Like,
they're a family.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Together. Yeah. Summer's slow.
Yeah.
All right, we love you.
That's the last line. Yeah. Summer's slow.
Alright, we got a situation.
I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
After I have sex with a guy, I will rip their heads off.
Go beat it! Go beat it!
Now, those are some juicy levels.